AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Their different views of the country, their presidential campaigns, their outlooks, all on display during a feisty debate last night at Hofstra University. Democrat Hillary Clinton saying she and her Republican rival have different perspectives on investing in America.
He started his business with $14 million borrowed from his father, and he really believes that the more you help wealthy people, the better off we'll be, and that everything will work out from there. I don't buy that.
Donald Trump called Clinton part of the country's problems.
Politicians like Secretary Clinton that have caused this problem. Our country has tremendous problems. We're a debtor nation. We're a serious debtor nation. And we have a country that needs new roads, new tunnels, new bridges, new airports, new schools, new hospitals.
Clinton accused Trump of being too easily provoked to keep the U.S. from going to war, perhaps even one involving nuclear weapons. But Trump disagreed.
I have much better judgment than she does. There's no question about that. I also have a much better temperament than she has. You know, I have a much better.
That drew laughs from some in the debate crowd, prompting Clinton to exclaim,
"Woo! Okay."
Northeastern journalism professor Alan Schroeder was surprised to see both candidates playing only to their base.
I guess I was sort of expecting one or the other of them to directly address the people who haven't made up their minds to have a very specific pitch, and that didn't really happen. So we may see more of that in the debates to come, depending on how the polls move.
Residents of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, are watching anxiously as the quickly rising Cedar River threatens to inundate their city with devastating floodwaters for the second time in just over 8 years. They've sandbagged and evacuated and now can only wait to see how high the river will rise. It's expected to crest Tuesday at 23 feet. This is AP Radio News. Protesters showed up at city council meetings in Columbus, Ohio, and here in Charlotte, North Carolina.
All lives matter.
All lives will matter.
They were protesting the killings of black men or teens by police officers. After a half century of combat, Colombians are now on a new path to settle their political differences with the signing of a historic peace accord between the government and leftist rebels.
Presidente.
Mr. President, you started this meeting by opening the door to peace. Now we ask you to close this chapter in our history by signing the agreement.
Next comes a weekend referendum in which voters are being asked to ratify or reject the deal. German police say a mosque and an international congress center were attacked in two explosions in Dresden, but that nobody was injured. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.